Justin Barcia, Monster Cup, went down in the first turn, third moto, probably would have had an overall podium if you'd been able to pull any kind of start. That sucks balls.
Yeah, for sure. I think I would have been up there. Bummer. It was super bummer because, like, started out a little slow in the beginning of the day. We've been on the Motocross of Nations train, so I had 2 days of Supercross before this, but felt fairly comfortable, a little tight all day, but as soon as the motos hit, picked the pace up, was right on par with everyone. And yeah, last moto was a bummer because even when I got up, I was like moving through the pack super good. But positives, you know, it's a lot more positives than negatives, because compared to where I was last year, like going to Supercross, like this year I feel like I can win. And last
on a Honda last year here,
and I was on a privateer Honda last year, so I mean, like, I feel good, like super happy with little preparation for this race, and came out all right. I mean,
you crashed early going into the first turn, so did somebody clip your front tire and you had to step off, kind of?
Yeah, you know, I just didn't have great starts today and got pinched a little, and then just got caught up with a couple guys and went down. So yeah, it was kind of all she wrote, but charged to the pack good, and you know, was happy with my riding for sure in the main events, and the second one was awesome, and I feel like third one should have been good too.
I thought you were one of the better guys in the sand. That's probably not a surprise.
Yeah, I can ride the sand.
But even, like, guys would hit bottom, bog out, and you seemed to be able to keep light.
Yeah, in practice I was bogging down a little, but in the motos I just was sending it as far as I could and getting big air time. And, yeah, I mean, I was definitely doing sand, and, you know, we got Aston next year for Motocross of Nations, so I'll probably be the best sand rider, so I assume I'll probably go next year, but that place will be nuts.
I didn't get a chance about this Nations. I'm sure you don't want to talk about it, but let's talk about it. You're 0-3 at this race. For the most part, you've ridden your balls off of this thing. All three of these editions. Looks like you're trying hard. I don't know what the hell happened this year, dude. I really don't know. It's got to be super frustrating for you.
Yeah, thanks. You know, I'm not, like, I don't have no issue talking about Motocross Nations. I think, you know, when I got a good start, I rode second behind Koldenhoff in the qualifying race, and that was solid. And then in the real deal races, I didn't have good starts and kind of was buried and had to charge through the packs and had a mechanical the last race that held me back and got me passed by a few guys. But, I don't want to be that guy that's like, it's not a fair race. Like, I don't want to be that guy that says that, but I'm going to say it because it's an MXGP race.
You have a point. Absolutely,
we should have had an advantage going to Red Bud, but it wasn't because they changed the whole track, they changed the soil, the start gates are very unique. Like Eli got full sideways on one because it was painted. Like we don't know that, so there's a ton of little things that get in our way, and I think we need to, as a team and whoever is gonna. If Roger's team manager again next year, I think we all need to, like, really sit down and be like, what do we have to do? Yeah. Because next year's is going to be no easier than this year. That track is gnarly. Like, it's a bottomless sand on a road race track.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, it won't be easy next year either. It's never easy, but it'll be very hard. And, like, honestly, we'll have to probably go live in Belgium after the season. Like, let's be realistic.
Right,
like,
right.
There's not any...
Where's Barcia? He's in Belgium.
Yeah. Like, if that's the dedication I think we, like, are going to have.
Yeah.
Like, I took off a week and change after the season, but yeah. I don't think you can do it if you want to win that race anymore. Like,
yeah.
And unfortunately, like, no one knows this, and I haven't told anyone, but I came back from my little, you know, chill out and crashed the second day riding and had to take another week off. So
yeah.
I was way behind the ball, like, feeling good-wise riding outdoors. But, you know, obviously I put it on the line and do my best. But, I think we need to look at it a little different maybe. And, you know, can we win next year? It will be brutally hard. We'll have to be, like, insane. Like, Jeffrey will be gnarly there and a lot of other guys will be gnarly. So
they're the heavy favorites going in for sure. Yeah.
I
told Aaron this too. I talked to Aaron after the race. I didn't get a chance to find you, but I saw you did some videos and some interviews, and I think that's admirable. Other USA guys, and I'm not pointing fingers, but when you guys lose, not you, no interviews, everyone's pissed, everything else. I think it's when things go shitty, that's when you see how people react.
Yeah.
And you did media, you talked about the race, and I just want to say that's a good deal.
Yeah, thanks. I think it's, you know, honestly, like, the position I'm in now, the stuff I've had to go through to get back to this position, like, there's, like, it can always be worse. So I'm like, I'll, you just need to be cool.
Yeah.
Like,
shit happens.
Shit happens, and like, we didn't win, but suck it up. How you been? We got beat straight up. Like, we did. Oh well. Well, tried our hardest. Try again.
Yeah. Any off season stuff for you?
Yeah, I have Geneva. So that's the only one I was going to do. I was supposed to do Australia, but I'm having eye surgery, actually. So
LASIK?
Yeah, I'm having LASIK. I've been wanting to do it for a long time, but I wasn't sure if I was a candidate, really. Yeah. And found a really good doctor in California. So unfortunately,
I got it done. I wore glasses my whole life. I got it done. It's amazing. But yeah, I love it.
The hard thing for me is I'm supposed to wear glasses, but I don't want to wear glasses because I can't wear them on the track. I tried contacts and moved too much, so kind of been a little bit not seeing good.
The only thing you're going to find, and I find, is eye drops or your friend. Even I'm 3 years out, and I still use eye drops all the time. They really do dry your eyes out. So you'll be eye drop guy.
Yeah, I'm excited for the get my eyes fixed. And, yeah, Geneva will be my first race again. And I love going there. I met my fiance there, so it's pretty cool. We're getting married in November, so things are great for me. I'm happy. I feel like this was a confidence booster for me, only having a little time. And, like, just I rode good today, and going to Supercross, I feel confident I'll be a guy.
Cool. Thanks, man.
Yeah, no worries.